The Rams are paying pick 206 for a tight end who finished 41st at his position last year, and betting he climbs past the two veterans still in the room to earn it. Terrence Ferguson, tight end 31, is a second-year lottery ticket in one of football's deepest tight end rooms, and this episode is about whether the price is buying the player or the projection.
The rookie year, in full, 11 games with the stat line, 11 catches on 25 targets for 231 yards and 3 touchdowns. On half PPR scoring, that's 4.2 points a game, 41st among tight ends per game, 49th in total. 2.3 targets a game, 6.5% of the Rams' passing tree in his games. The shape matters more than the total. Quiet through the fall, then a pulse in December. A catch and a score in week 7, then week 16, 3 catches and a touchdown. Week 17, 54 yards and another. A closing kick on a 12-5 playoff team.
The career arc is one season, so we say only what it says. A rotational rookie who caught what came his way. And not much came.
The pattern beat is a warning aimed at the buyer. Tight end targets per game is the stickiest stat our library tracks. Replication of 0.72 before 2021 and 0.80 since. Across 251 and 238 seasons. Stickiness cuts against a bet on growth. Last year's number was 2.3 targets a game, and sticky stats tend to stay near where they were. And there is no year 2 tight end leap cohort in our library. We have never validated one, and a draft price cannot make us invent it.
Muffed!
The situation is a promotion that has to be won, not inherited.
Tyler Higbee re-signed in March, per the club, so the veteran in front of Ferguson did not leave. Colby Parkinson, who finished inside the top 15 at the position on 8 touchdowns, is still on the roster. And the Rams spent a second-round pick, pick 61, on another tight end, Max Clair. Sean McVay still calls the plays. He hired Nate Shielhaus to coordinate after Mike LaFleur left to run Arizona. And McVay's June word on Ferguson was that the bigger role has to be earned, per the Rams beat, who add he took every offseason rep healthy. The talent flashed. The depth chart got deeper the same spring.
The price, tight end 31 at pick 206. That slot paid 5.6 a game last season. He produced 4.2 as a rookie. The market is fronting him a point and a half of growth inside a five-man room. Our verdict, watch list. We will not underwrite a leap the library has never seen, not with Higbee re-signed, Parkinson still here, and a second-rounder drafted behind him. And we will not fade a talented second-year receiving tight end in a McVay offense at a price this thin either. The caveat runs both directions. If he wins the receiving tight end job outright, 5.6 was cheap, and this episode ages in a month. If the room stays 4-5 deep, he is a rookie rerun with nicer teammates.
Watch the camp snap share against Higbee and Parkinson first. That is the whole thesis. Then his September targets against the 2.3 baseline and whether McVay trusts him inside the 10. The tape earned the ticket. The depth chart decides if it cashes. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.